It's 78 degrees in Nashville. Good evening. I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 5:32. Tennessee is a dangerous place for pedestrians, and it's only getting worse. WPLN's Cynthia Abrams says a new report shows that Memphis is the most dangerous metro area in the country. And while Nashville is a little safer, the trend here is worsening.
On Nashville pedestrian deaths, it's been a very bad start to the year. 14 people have been killed while walking, nearly three times more than at the same time last year. A new report from nonprofit Smart Growth America shows that many cities in the U.S. are simply getting deadlier over time. Beth Osborne, the organization's CEO, says that's because of skewed priorities.
If you ask most of our transportation leaders, the only thing they're trying to solve for is congestion and not safety.
And improving congestion actually makes streets more dangerous, since heavy traffic is the key to slowing things down.
We see a bipartisan connection on dismissing safety in a real way. They'll give nice speeches, but the fact of the matter is, if anybody ever has to slow down while driving, that is the true tragedy as far as they are concerned.
While Nashville leaders adopted the Vision Zero plan in 2022, which aims to improve roadways to reach zero pedestrian deaths by 2050, the report and the numbers show that Nashville is only getting more dangerous for pedestrians. Cynthia Abrams, WPLN News.
Federal scientists have officially declared that El Niño conditions have developed in the Pacific Ocean. El Niño is a climate pattern involving ocean warming and certain atmospheric patterns. Its impacts are varied across the country. In the summer, Tennessee sits in an in-between zone, so El Niño is generally not more likely to affect precipitation or warmth in one direction or the other. But in the fall, El Niño conditions could make drought conditions here more likely because it weakens the possibility of an Atlantic tropical storm moving into the region. As always, you'll find more news at WPLN.org.